A federal appeals court in Illinois recently upheld a 14-year sentence for a man who burglarized and set fire to a Jewish community center. Commentator Lise Wheel explains why she thinks this was the wrong decision.
Amin Kapadia got 14 years in jail for his part in the burglary and arson of a Jewish community center in Chicago. His co-defendant, the man who actually set the fire, got 5 years. Why the difference? Because Kapadia said some vile things before being sentenced, and his co-defendant said nothing. While awaiting sentencing, Kapadia said within earshot of his guards, "You can tell the judge for me that he's a blank," and "those blanking Jews." And those weren't even the worst comments. Don't get me wrong, what Kapadia said was despicable, but his comments were exactly the kind of unpopular speech protected by the First Amendment. In light of Kapadia's comments before his sentencing, it is tempting to assume that anti-Semitism was what drove him to break into the Jewish center. Indeed, if the prosecution had proven at trial that Kapadia had committed his crimes because of racial bias, it would have been proper to punish him more severely. But at his trial, the prosecution presented no evidence that Kapadia and his buddy Jason Weiderhold were motivated by anti-Semitism, as opposed to plain avarice and meanness. They weren't prosecuted under any hate crime law. The judge only found out about Kapadia's post-trial anti-Semitic comments when a sheriff's deputy reported them to him. Kapadia didn't deny having made the comments, but what he said was completely off the official record, not part of any evidence at trial. So although it would have been legally proper to punish Kapadia more severely if it had been proven that he acted based on racial hatred, this judge didn't make that finding. Rather, the judge focused on the content of Kapadia's speech, how offensive the comments were, to jump to the conclusion that Kapadia could not be rehabilitated. The judge said that Kapadia's anti-Semitic slurs meant that it was unlikely he could ever, quote, become a productive member of society. And yet the same judge said that the fire-starting, no-commenting co-defendant Weiderhold had the, quote, possibility of reintegration into society as a useful citizen. It seems the real goal served by Kapadia's longer incarceration is to punish him extra for his anti-Semitic offensive speech. But the Constitution doesn't limit speech because of the ideas it communicates, only because of the action it incites.
Lise Wheel teaches law at the University of Washington. She's a former federal prosecutor.